Revelation chapter 16. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, "Go, pour out the bowls of the wrath of Elohim on the earth." The first went and poured out his bowl on the earth, and foul and grievous sores came on the men who had the mark of the beast, and those who worshipped his image. The second angel poured out his bowl on the sea. It became like the blood of a dead man, and every living creature in the sea died. The third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and springs of water, and they became blood. Then I heard the angel of the water saying, "You are righteous, O Yeshua, who is and was and who is to be, because you have judged these things. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink. It is what they deserve." And I heard another from the altar saying, "Yes, Yeshua the Elohim Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments." The fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and power was given to him to scorch men with fire. Men were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed the name of Elohim who has power over these plagues, and they did not repent and give him glory. The fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom was filled with darkness. They gnawed their tongues because of the anguish, and blasphemed the Elohim of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and did not repent of their deeds. The sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great Euphrates River, and its water was dried up, to prepare the way for the kings from the east. Then I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of devils, working miracles, which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world, to gather them to the battle of that great day of Elohim Almighty. Look, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments on, lest he walk naked and his shame be exposed. They gathered them together to the place which in Hebrew is called Armageddon. The seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple of heaven, from the throne, saying, "It is done." And there were noises and thundering and lightning and a great earthquake, such a mighty and great earthquake, as had never occurred since men were on the earth. The great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. Babylon the Great was remembered before Elohim, to give to her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. Great hail, about the weight of 100 pounds, fell from heaven upon man. Men blasphemed Elohim because of the plague of the hail, because that plague was so severe.